Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Thursday at 6:04.
Oh, and we are next in line, people. Woo-hoo! Next in line big time, too, today.
Yeah.
Huh?
This is actually our Friday.
It is our Friday.
And all next week, we'll be on vacation.
Yep, we will, which is why I wore my jorts today. Just kidding.
Nice to see you all dressed up this morning.
Oh, man, I know.
Beer fest yesterday. From Scenic Brewing Company.
Oh, you know, then we had to talk to, you know, bigwigs after.
Yeah.
I love you. No, I love you.
There was talking?
Yeah, I know. Jeez. I'm at the point, you know, because I'm going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm packed.
Yeah.
So now it's like, well, I don't really have anything to wear.
Do you have to go back into the suitcase?
I might have to.
Oh, okay.
I might have to because, yeah, it's like, well, I have sweats. Mike and Morty won't mind.
No.
I showered. Smell good.
Your hair looks fabulous.
Thank you. Don't smell like chicken wings and beer.
You can't. A lot of people have problems pre-packing.
Yeah, I start early.
Do you?
Because then I watch the weather. It's like, yeah, I'll take that out.
It's a whole process.
I wish I was that organized.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think it's easier just doing it last minute. Like, you throw it in, can't change your mind, you're stuck with it. That's it.
As opposed to a guy who just goes,
Is this good? This is good. Yeah. Here, honey, roll this up, okay?
Sunshine, windy today. Chance of showers. High of only 70, 79 tomorrow. Should be nice, though. A lot of sunshine tomorrow. 54 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I have a little news on a possible Arya Stark spinoff series. Tell you what that is.
We're ready for that.
Mm.
All right, we'll find out more about that and other stories after Eddie Money.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Last night on ABC, they did the live performances of All in the Family and the Jeffersons. It was pretty cool. It was way better than I ever thought it would be. Really, really good. All in the Family was good. Jeffersons, I thought, even better.
We have some clips we'll play here in about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I'm amazed at, that they picked these two shows.
Uh-huh.
Do you really think today's generation, today's kids remember those shows?
They do not, and that's exactly why they did them. Norman Lear was on in the very beginning and said, you know, the times are a little weird right now, and basically that's why we're doing it.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like times have changed so much, and they haven't. So he actually, and
they've
he's like 97.
Right back around.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah. He's like 97 years old. He doesn't really look that old.
Both those shows for those times.
Oh, man. Oh,
were just so ahead of their time.
Yeah, they really were.
They were out of time.
Boy, yeah. They did a good job. There were some surprise appearances. Marla Gibbs stopped by on the Jeffersons.
Wow.
Which was totally unexpected.
Really?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx, of course, George Jefferson. We'll talk about that a little later. He had a little goof. It was live.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Hudson sang the theme, the Jeffersons theme song, live. It was amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. It was really cool. If you get a chance, watch it on demand, because I think you'll enjoy it.
I missed it last night.
It's okay. You can get it. You'll get it on demand.
All right.
HBO execs say the Arya Stark spinoff, not happening, people.
What?
Nope. It's just not going to happen. There are reasons behind some of these decisions, and they just say, nope, it's not going to happen. So, yeah, I know it. Yeah, well,
how are we going to find out what's west of
Westeros? Well, maybe if everybody wasn't such big babies about the finale, they'd think about doing it. Jeez.
Well,
not us.
Just great.
But, yeah, I know.
Okay.
And Jennifer Garner, she gave the commencement speech at her alma mater, that is Denison University in Ohio. It's pretty good.
When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox?
Yeah.
Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s. Don't walk down the Grand Canyon to see what it looks like from the bottom. Don't smoke and don't vape. I'm sorry, somebody has to say it. Mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no.
There you go.
Just basic advice.
Yes, it was good. It was good. I love the don't smoke and don't vape, she went on to say, because it's just not cute. That, for now, is my painfully deep take.
Carly, you had mentioned in entertainment news, ABC staged its live performance of episodes from All in the Family and the Jeffersons. I didn't know it was exact scripts.
Yes, exact
from
scripts.
From those shows.
Yeah, they didn't change them. Two shows, exact scripts as they were.
Jamie Foxx in the Jeffersons. And here's a moment where he actually flubbed up and owned up to it.
Ever since I was a little boy, I would always beg my mother for a little brother. But you know, we were broke, so all we could afford, is live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up. All we could afford was you.
And line. And scene. And scene.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was good.
You know what? We're going to have to watch it over the weekend. I can't believe
good.
I missed it.
Yeah.
And then this is the probably one of the most famous theme songs of all time from All in the Family. And this is Woody Harrelson playing Archie Bunker, Marissa Tomei, Edith, and here's the theme song that they sang live. Here it is.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew who you were.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Sounds great.
It was good.
We could use a man like
Hoyt. Oh, it sounds good.
We'll have to bring up Jennifer Hudson doing Jeffersons.
Okay, do that here in a couple of minutes.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Been hiding out lately, honey. You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise a miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true, baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk. Even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. And a bright orange pair of pants. Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Rock and roll to me.
Hey, wake up!
You're
listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we're talking about those ABC shows last night that were live in front of a studio audience. The Jeffersons and what was it?
All in the Family.
All in the Family. Yeah.
Really good.
And you said they were awesome. They did a great job.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we, hold on, I found it. All right. This is Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Singing the same theme song from the Jeffersons, and she's doing it live, right?
Yep.
All right. Listen to this. She's so awesome, you know.
Oh my God,
she could. She's like a Kelly Clarkson who could sing anything.
She is.
I forget where she did the national anthem.
Yeah.
But I think it ranks up there with Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah. She's got such a voice and such a personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if
she was just like all sass
I can imagine. So based on these two shows going over so well, if ABC were to do it again and they said, Carla, what shows do you think you would like to see come back?
And they finished it, and that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, well, man, I'd like to see like Mary Tyler Moore. I'd love to see somebody do an episode of that. The original Bob Newhart. Dick Van Dyke Show. That's going
like to
way
see
back.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, even an I Love Lucy, I think, would be a kid.
Okay.
I would love to see, because these were really impressive.
I think I would, and I'm showing my age here, I think My Three Sons.
Oh, yeah.
Leave It to Beaver.
Right. Oh.
And you have, the only reason I won't mention Andy Griffith.
Right.
Because it's so sacred.
Well, it's, yeah, it is. I don't know if you really touch that.
That you can touch it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, who would you even cast to play?
Exactly. That's why this I was a little iffy on. It's like, really? Carol O'Connor? And, I mean, such iconic actors and actresses.
And Woody Harrelson.
And at the when it started, I thought, jeez, this, But they did a great job with it.
All right, 702-739-9636. That's your vote.
Yeah,
that Mary Tyler
vote.
Moore.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I would. All right, if you only get one,
just pick one.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
My Three Sons. Now, Leave It to Beaver.
Okay.
To Beaver.
Okay.
John, what about you?
I would like to see the original Newhart show again.
Newhart.
Okay.
Okay. And Morty, what about you?
If you're going to go with my era, In Living Color.
Okay, gosh, you're doing like sketch comedy.
Well, yeah.
Bring it back.
I mean, it's the only other show like during my time that I can actually.
Okay.
No,
you know what?
Friends,
put them back in the kiss coffin.
I know.
Never seen Friends.
All right, 702-739-9636. Text or call in. One show you'd like to see redone live in front of a studio audience based on last night's ABC shows of the Jeffersons and All in the Family. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Based on the fact that last night on ABC, the live version of the Jeffersons and All in the Family went over so well, we wanted to know if you could bring one TV show back like that.
Yeah.
Which one would it be?
For one episode.
One episode.
We got a Bewitched from Laura. Welcome back, Cotter.
Uh-huh.
That would probably be fairly relevant, too, I think, to a lot of kids today.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. Married with Children.
Okay.
Three's Company.
Uh-huh.
Now, somebody said, I love your show, guys. I'd like to see your show live.
You wouldn't
want to see our show live.
I don't think so. All right. AC/DC, Back in Black. Getting ready to kick off the 96 days of summer. That means free family fun, great concert tickets, and even a cruise for you. 703, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up Thursday morning. Partly sunny today, windy with a chance of showers.
Well, come on.
70 the high today, only 79 tomorrow, but they say no sign of wind or rain, so it should be a nice weekend.
All right.
It's about 54 outside right now. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, let me tell you, he's still going strong. We haven't talked about him in a while, but James Holzhauer won for the 25th time last night.
Now it's old news.
Yeah, I know. He's up to almost $2 million.
Wow.
$1.9 million. $1.939,000.
He always throws in a Golden Knights thing, too, every single time.
There's something wonky about it now. I don't know. There's something wonky there.
Yeah, that little that grin smile.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Once punched TV.
There's something there. Man, it's interesting.
Who is the guy that has set the record before?
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings says, you don't realize how hard this is.
Yeah.
So it is pretty amazing to watch it, even for me, who set a record in his time.
Yeah, he did.
During his run.
Yeah, he's if James keeps this up a few more nights, he'll beat that record. But he says he owes his high culture education to his aunt. She'd take him to see the Chicago Symphony and also Dumb and Dumber. So,
well, the movie.
Okay, yeah.
The movie does talk to people.
It speaks to people. Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Morty,
yes.
Washington State became the first state to legalize the composting of human bodies.
Oh, I'm just going to applaud that,
that's
but maybe
good.
Not.
That is good.
Is it really?
It is good. Yes, they do.
To like plant trees and stuff?
Yes, exactly. It takes your body down to almost like the amount that ashes would be with cremation, but it's done a different way. And then you can use it as compost. Your family could grow their vegetables in the garden with part of you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's mixed with a dirt with soil. Seriously. And it's healthier for the environment, much healthier for the environment.
Okay.
That's why.
Dad made us tomatoes.
Yes, exactly. Look what Dad did.
They're so delicious.
Are those radishes? No, they're Dad.
They're Dad.
So it's kind of cool because the casket's not great for the environment.
Especially in flooding.
Yes. I had a friend who had to go and rescue those after the flooding in Katrina.
Just floating
the above
down the
ground.
Street.
Yes, exactly. And they don't.
Well,
always,
that's good news then.
It is good news.
You know what? You can plant a tree with my ashes.
Yes.
With my compost.
Yeah.
Just not tomatoes.
That's right. Okay. And a new survey has pointed out it's a dating site called Inner Circle, and they did a pretty big study. They say it takes the average single person, just 42 minutes, 29 seconds to know if they even want a second date with that person they are with. 42 minutes. So keep that in mind. If you're not impressing at about that half hour mark, you better start dancing. I'm telling you.
That's the only way.
Yeah, 42
you're gonna get
minutes.
Through it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's why what is it called? Just Lunch?
Uh-huh.
Where you go and you just, the speed dating. That's
right.
What you do. And
Just Lunch is just like executives and stuff like that don't have a lot of time.
Is that it? They meet for lunch.
It's only like 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah. The speed dating, I can't remember what it's called, but you do like 10 minutes tops with each person.
There you go.
And that's the way you do it right there.
Maybe.
It's Thursday, almost vacation. A few things you should know.
What's the longest you've ever gone holding a grudge where you didn't speak, maybe a family member, a friend, co-worker, whatever the case may be. What's the longest? I didn't know this. Dana Carvey came clean in a recent interview that he and Michael Myers had a beef.
Huh.
And Dana said that he finally just let it go and they're fine now. Because he thought Mike Myers stole the Dr. Evil character from Austin Powers.
Huh.
He stole that from Dana Carvey.
Oh, wow.
Carvey said it was an impression I used to do of Lorne Michaels on Saturday Night Live. I never did it on the show, but I did it like behind his back and stuff.
Interesting.
And Mike Myers, according to Dana Carvey, stole that character and it made Dana mad.
Huh. Okay.
So for a long time, they had this beef that nobody knew about. They always thought Wayne and Garth, they're best of friends.
Yeah, they're best friends, man.
What's the longest you've ever gone?
I have never been good at that. I have friends, we were talking off the air, they wouldn't talk to their own siblings for months.
For whatever reason.
For something so stupid, too.
Yeah.
I've never been good because, as you know, I like to talk.
You do.
It's hard for me. I don't think I've ever done that more than like a day or two. I've avoided someone when I've had like an argument with them. For maybe 3 or 4 days, but that's about it, though. Yeah, it's weird because I'm not
I have one from the 90s.
Oh, wow. Really?
And you're still holding it?
Yeah.
Oh,
but the
man.
Easy thing is I never see the guy anymore. And so it doesn't matter. This GM who fired me.
Oh, right. Well, yeah.
The way he did it. And that he out and out lied about it.
Yeah. I hear you.
I don't even think he's in the business anymore. But I would never even be.
Oh, wow.
You know how you say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Even though you don't like the person?
Right.
I wouldn't even do that.
Ooh.
But again.
Yeah.
That's me.
I think Gail's on the phone, by the way.
Oh, no. Anybody else?
Wow.
What's the longest you've held a grudge for whatever reason?
Yeah.
And then maybe the next phase would be, what was the thing that got you back together again?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Could be anybody. Family member. Friend.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 963 KKLZ.
We're talking about those beefs you might have with your family, your friends, somebody maybe at work. What? Came out in an interview, Dana Carvey wasn't happy with Mike Myers for the longest time. They had this beef about the fact that Dana Carvey felt that Mike Myers stole a character from him, and Mike Myers turned it into Dr. Evil.
Mm-hmm.
For Austin Powers, and it wasn't a character that Dana did on Saturday Night Live. He did it behind the scenes, behind Lorne Michaels. That's what it was based on,
yeah.
Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, joke about, yeah.
So we wanted to know, what's the longest you've ever gone with a grudge?
Yeah.
Carly, you're not that person.
No, I'm really not.
Maybe a couple of days.
I'm just not good.
And you avoid
that.
The person.
Yeah, I just want that. I won't have to talk to him, because if I see him, then I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
What are we doing? No, somebody wrote in, my biggest grudge was 3 years with my husband. Well, wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
No more. Did you not talk? I'm not even going to use the name on this. They said just use my first name. But he said over 30 years, a friend owed me money on a dirt bike. I was working just outside his office, so I went in to say hi. I finally gave up. So
yeah.
After 30 years? Yeah, I'd say. Lori, of my grudge, 27 years and counting.
Yes.
Wow. Now, somebody, so 3 years for one woman, 27 for another. Laura, since 1994. So, okay. Wow.
Stick to your guns.
Yeah, stick to your guns. Yeah. Jeez.
Kim's on the phone. Kim, what about you?
Well, I'm like Carl. I don't hold grudges. It's not worth it. But my husband does.
Oh.
I think men do more so than women.
He has a grudge since the 80s against one person.
Wow.
Good for him.
Actually.
Well, not to.
Well, you're on the phone here, Chris. You just said you think men do. See, I think women hold grudges longer than guys.
I think they hold grudges, but not as long as guys.
You think? Okay,
yeah, like you said, you could hold it for a couple of days, or your mom would hold it for a couple of days.
Right, well, that's because we talk too much. So, you know.
Exactly.
I think guys, like she just said, for decades.
Yeah, wow.
We could hold it for decades.
Oh, wow.
And I sometimes wonder if it depends on what zodiac sign you are.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well,
then it might. Yeah, I know. It might.
What zodiac are you?
I'm Aries. What are you?
I'm Taurus.
I'm Scorpio.
Oh, Scorpio.
My husband's a Leo.
Because Scorpios can be a bit biting.
Yes, I know.
And
And don't deal with a Leo of the opposite sex.
No.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Scorpios, you're very sexy too, aren't you?
No.
Scorpios are big time sexy.
Maybe you are and don't know it.
Yeah. They like the sex a lot. That's all I know about Scorpios. That's all I ever hear and read.
That's beside the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is there a bad connection?
I have to go now.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks a lot for the call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Rolling Stones recording again. They are back in the studio. New album is moving forward. No release date as of yet. They say Mick is, and I quote, keen to make up for lost time.
I bet.
They've been talking about this album for a while, then they had to take a break after his surgery. So now, once again, they are keen to get it out as soon as possible.
What was it? Just a couple of weeks ago, we played some sound of him
dancing and playing
a guitar in the studio and jamming.
He's ready to go. He's fine.
Good.
So listen to this. The Black Sabbath cover band, founded by Ozzy Osbourne and his guitarist, Zakk Wylde, They're going to re-record Black Sabbath's debut album, Attention Black Sabbath. The band, by the way, is called Zach Sabbath. That is the cover band that they found, they put together.
So original members of Black Sabbath founded a cover band?
Uh-huh.
And of Black Sabbath.
Yep, and they're going to record Black Sabbath, re-record.
Zach Wilde isn't the original.
Right? It's his guitarist now, I should say. It's his guitarist
now. Because it was Randy Rhoads, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, so that yeah, that's
Zach
right.
Zach Wilde's
yeah,
awesome.
Zach Sabbath, yeah. They're going to...
Well, now that makes all the sense in the world.
Sure it does. Doing their original album, though. So,
I would love to hear Ozzy explain that.
Yeah, no,
we're
I wouldn't.
Cover our own
I
songs. Wouldn't.
I don't want to hear Ozzy explain
it's
it.
It's a cover band of our band.
Covering our greatest hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. And Tom Hanks, he went to the Stagecoach Festival.
Yeah.
He wanted a beer, but you know you have to have the bracelet that they give you to prove that you're of age.
I said I'm 62 years old, yeah. And you know my name, so yeah. I think I should be able to get a beer. They said no, you have to go somewhere over there is a stand where you give them your ID and you verify that you're old enough to have a beer. Yeah. But I must give credit to these ladies; they did not cave.
No.
I was offering them tickets to stuff. You will come to the Toy Story premiere with me.
Wow.
He couldn't get it. I just want a beer.
You know what? Some of those women, you know, that do that kind
yes.
of stuff, and both men and women,
yeah.
they stick to their guns.
No, they
yeah.
do. It's like you don't have the wristband.
No.
Well, I'm Tom Hanks. Don't care. Yeah. Who?
Whatever.
And I'm sure they're like 22. Who?
Yeah.
They're like, I watch
Hill?
Game of Thrones and
yeah.
people have fake faces.
I don't know. Are you on Stranger Things? Because yeah. I don't know who you are. That is my painfully deep take.
By the way, last hour, we were talking about those grudges. How long have you ever held a grudge?
Yeah.
I was telling the one about, I still have one from the 90s.
Right. Yeah.
You are not a grudge holder.
No,
maybe a couple of days at the most.
Yeah, I'm not good.
I love this text.
Oh my gosh, Georgia texted and she said, I've held a grudge against someone since the 80s and it won't end until eternity is over.
Yes.
By the way, I'm a Capricorn. She's
don't mess with a
wow, don't
Capricorn.
Mess with a Capricorn.
What
That's
are you?
Right.
What are you?
Taurus. I'm Taurus. We're pretty, you know, easy going.
Yeah.
I mean, we know everything. And we're pretty stubborn, but...
I'm an Aries. What are you, Morty?
Gemini.
When's your birthday?
Today.
What?
Oh, for the love of God!
Hold on. Stop the music.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Don't say anything?
No, it's just another day.
I can't. I cannot
How did we
right
not
now?
Know it?
Yeah, I'm dead.
You have to
seriously?
Say something.
You have to...
I'm not that guy, like...
Well, obviously, not that guy.
Yeah, but this is that show. Birthdays are big deals on this show.
Did you not notice the month-long immunity? Yeah.
Did you not come to the party?
Yeah.
I did.
And then I get a whole national holiday for mine. Jeez. Morty.
All right, hold on for a second.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Morty.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Thank you, Ed Sheeran.
Just a little disappointed.
Jeez. Okay, well.
We'll talk later.
I guess we will. In your office.
The tickets for Aerosmith. And, of course, being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
We'll do that in about 7 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
This is fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, before we get to the Aerosmith tickets, Nancy's on the phone. Nancy, how are you this morning?
Oh, fine, thank you. The reason I'm calling is about Morty and his birthday today.
Yeah.
Well, you might be interested in knowing that people that are born on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini are called Teremini, and they're all 14 years old.
What?
Oh, that's the age he is now in his mind?
Yeah, I have a friend that also has a birthday today, and it just says they're all like 14, you know, in their spirit. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he fits in so well here.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does.
I got a room full of toys.
Yeah, yes.
So.
Exactly.
And a kiss coffin.
Jeez. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. That explains a lot.
He's a what, a Torini? What is he?
Teremini.
A Teremini. There you go. There you go. Gemini. Sounds Italian, doesn't it?
Yes, of course
Gemini.
It does. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's Italian.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
I like Torini better.
A little Tremini. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Morty. We're getting people suggesting things, though. You know what? Derek said, cool. Hey, you know what? You guys can take Morty to Kiss Mini Golf for his birthday. So
we could.
If we had known, maybe we could have planned a little something like
that.
Yes,
we didn't. Since we didn't know, we can't do it.
Yeah, I got nothing. Somebody said, well, now you should roast him, Carla. You know what? It's better to be a year older than a month late. Oh, no, that's for my friends. I'm sorry. Morty, I guess that's enough. All right, so. Jeez,
Mike said, why don't you take him golfing with you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, again, we would have, but we didn't know.
And I don't know if you actually golf, Morty.
You don't golf, do you?
I try.
Mini golf is...
I like the drinking aspect of golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm really good at that.
You can drink at mini golf. I don't know where you've been mini golfing.
I'm only going to the drinking portion of the golf outing today.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a big luau afterwards for the Nevada Broadcasters Association.
I'm glad we found out about it today, Morty, that there's a big luau. Tonight, but you were told about that now, and you didn't bring your grass skirt. You didn't have time.
My Hawaiian shirt.
Coconut bra.
Morty's Hawaiian shirt. He's wearing it right now, as a matter of fact.
All right, let's do this.
Every shirt that Morty has is a Hawaiian shirt,
exactly.
Isn't it?
A black Hawaiian shirt.
Yes.
All right, tickets for Aerosmith. This is to go see them and their Deuces Wild residency over at the Park Theater, Park MGM, in October with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
When some sweetheart mama with a face like a gent
said my get up and go must have got up and went.
Well, I got good news. She's a real good liar.
Because the backstage boogie said your pants on fire.
If you could identify from those lyrics the title of that Aerosmith song after we get through news and weather at 702-739-9636, you are a winner. One more time. When some sweetheart mama with a face like a gent
said my get up and go must have got up and went.
Well, I got good news. She's a real good liar.
Because the backstage boogie said your pants on fire.
702-739-9636. Phone lines are on hold right now. But after news and weather, we will look for a winner. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Aerosmith with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
When some sweetheart mama with a face like a gent
said my get up and go must have got up and went.
Well, I got good news. She's a real good liar.
Because the backstage boogie said your pants on fire.
You know what? I think you sounded great. You sounded great. Now, you reminded me of who was it on Saturday Night Live? Will Ferrell.
And I can't remember the team they were, but they were hilarious.
All right. All you have to do is identify by title from those lyrics, the name of that Aerosmith song. And we have Paula on the phone. Can you identify the song by the title?
It's Sweet Emotion.
It sure is.
Wow,
yes. You got it, girl.
Wow.
Awesome.
Paula, I have to ask, what do they call you for short?
Wendy.
Well, sure, because I get how that would work.
My middle name is Wendolyn, so.
Okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wow.
Wendy.
I'm not even going to ask. You got the tickets. Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild, The Residency,
yes!
Park Theater, Park MGM.
Yeah, I'm
going to
take my 5-year-old. She loves Aerosmith.
Right on.
Whoa.
Love it.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And Paula, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
I was so ready, but then I wasn't. All right. Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, when I heard this story, I immediately thought of you.
Why did Jimmy John's make a wine? To complement a sandwich.
Oh.
The all-new Frenchie. A combination of all-natural salami and capicola, pan-sliced provolone, and salted butter on a baguette.
Okay.
I know it's Frenchie, and you're Italian, but the wine.
Right. There's wine.
And it's right next door.
Sandwich wine. I love it.
There you go. Pickle and wine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Pinot called Vindy Sandwich.
Vindy Sandwich.
Vindy Sandwich.
Okay.
Bottles cost about $30.
Jeez. Okay. Okay.
And so there you go, right next door. You go grab a bottle of wine.
I love it.
Here's it's all food for me this morning. A small ice cream chain in New York, in L.A., well, they're making a spinach ice cream.
Oh, gee. Okay.
And all they're right. doing it in honor of Popeye's 90th birthday.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
I'll tell you, you can put spinach with anything I like, and I'm not eating it.
I love spinach, actually.
You do. I don't.
Yeah.
You can disguise it all you want, put it on pizza. I'm not eating it.
Look at my muscles.
All right, Popeye.
I didn't put it up there.
Now do your other news in the Popeye voice, and let's see how far you can go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a Georgia woman was back in her van down a boat ramp. You know, you want to launch off your kayak. She had a kayak.
Yeah.
Got out of her car really quickly, though, as she was doing it, because a spider crawled onto her lap, and then the van and everything just rolled into the water and floated away.
Oh, wow.
She was that afraid of the spider. Now, the Georgia State Police say she said it floated downstream a few feet, and she was right. It was totally submerged by the time we got there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, somebody tried to help her out, but
I don't blame her.
It didn't happen. Yes, I know.
Hate spiders.
It's a spider. Oh, my gosh. Now, 29-year-old fugitive. He's out of Connecticut. He has agreed to turn himself into police if his Facebook post gets 15,000 likes.
What?
Yes, yes. He says Jose Sims is his name. He says, now the police posted, you know, some information on him. And he said, well, if that gets, you know, all the likes I wanted to get, then I will happily come on down. So cops are asking people to like his post.
Yes. Oh.
And because he has 7 warrants out for his arrest and failure to appear. So
I got news for that guy. He's the second person that's done this.
Yes.
And the first guy that did it, he reached that, I think it was like 20,000 likes.
Yeah, right.
In like. Oh, 30 minutes.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
Yeah.
He's going to jail. I mean, that's, you know, I guess, I don't know.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Shoot for the stars, man. 1 million likes.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's what I need to do to get my onion petals back at Arby's. Annie hoodly hoo. It is Thursday, and that's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
You hope out of everything negative comes something positive.
Wait a second. I can't play this. If you're going to do this story,
well,
we can't do it over this music.
Okay. It is a good story.
All
it
right.
really is. UMC staff took time just yesterday morning to pay tribute to an 18-year-old boy. Michael Sigler is his name. He donated his organs. He was in a motorcycle crash last Friday, had been on life support. And UMC gave him the honor walk. This is very unusual. They do this with veterans, things like that. Staff members lined the hallway as Sigler made his final journey from UMC trauma to the operating room for organ donation. His mom says that he saw the precious gift, you know, that life is, mm-hmm. and he decided 2 months earlier to become an organ donor. Now, he had just received his cap and gown. You're playing that music. I can't get through this. For graduation from Cimarron High School, the day of the crash, and he was on his way after school to help a friend with homework when he collided with a car. The people at UMC said today, our team had the unique privilege of paying our respects to a true hero who will continue to touch the lives of others. As we mourn the loss of a remarkable, compassionate young man, we must also celebrate his selfless decision to give the gift of life. So he's saving several people with his own life. And man alive, 18 years old, just before graduation. Mom,
when you see
dad,
the video, it's very impactful.
Yeah, it really is. If you, like I say, if you have anyone who was a vet that you lost, they
or
generally
a donor.
Do this with veterans. Yeah, it's they say this was their first one. So,
wow.
So you know, I suppose, like I say, out of hopefully out of something negative and horrible comes something positive. And, boy, he definitely made that happen.
You know what?
Ooh, for him,
a round of applause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, boy. Those parents have to be proud. They raised a great kid.
Yeah, they
who made an unbelievable decision.
Yeah, they do. Something to think about, too. Whether or not you're an organ donor, it's certainly something to think about.
All right. Well, if you have a story that you want us to read about and hear, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Rebel Fitness. Open 24 hours at 2950 South Durango, right next door, where you can work out with Carla Ray, myself, John Schaefer from the Morning Show, and hopefully maybe Morty sometime.
Yes, that's well.
I'm going to get on it.
Are you?
Maybe not on his birthday, which is today.
Yeah, as we wrap up the show today, we found out that Carla doesn't hold a grudge.
No, I
can.
Yeah.
And it's Morty's birthday today.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Thank you.
We're so disappointed in you.
God, you would make you'd make the best serial killer. You really would, Marty. I talk too much, and boy, covert, man.
Well, have a happy birthday.
Oh, yes, I will. Do.
All right, we'll celebrate when we come.
Yeah, we will. As a matter of fact,
we're a birthday show.
I know we like celebrating.
I'm learning.
Yeah, little rat bastard. Wendy Rush coming up next. Keep the company throughout the workday with a chance to win those tickets for Boss Skaggs at 11:40. Otherwise, you have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. We're on vacation starting tomorrow, so Bob Bishop will be filling in as he always does for us. Does a great job. So if you want to call in tomorrow morning and wish Morty a happy belated birthday. So, all right. So we'll be back just in time to kick off the 96 days of summer, which will be on Monday, June 3rd.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.